The centers are fully reimbursed for the cost to provide patient services under Medicaid, but that may change. Wisconsin Department of Health Services spokeswoman Stephanie Smiley says the budget would set a rate based on inflation and the scope of services provided. Smiley says the current system isn't an efficient or economic way to provide care.
Or to achieve positive health care outcomes for patients that would lead to using fewer services. They get 100% of the cost, so therefore let's see more patients.
Smiley says the state could see about $25 million in Medicaid savings over the next 2 years. A spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Primary Health Care Association, which represents 17 community health centers, says the proposed reimbursement rate hasn't been updated for changes in the cost to provide care, making any savings artificial. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. The centers receive full reimbursement for the cost to provide services under Medicaid. The governor's budget proposes a payment rate based on inflation and the scope of services provided in hopes of saving Medicaid roughly $25 million. The Wisconsin Primary Health Care Association represents 17 community health centers. Policy Director Lisa Olson says the savings are artificial because the rate hasn't been updated.
They don't take into effect the additional cost of providing care over the past 15 years as health centers have added services in response to community need.
A Wisconsin Department of Health Services spokeswoman says savings estimates are reasonable and rates may go up or down depending on the services each center provides. The proposal does not apply to 11 tribal clinics that are reimbursed as federal community health centers. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.